Somar Mix.
Ven, tengo que tu carne no se empeje. Y mi equipo perico quiere ser tu norma champ.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the True New Podcast. I'm alone today.
Thank God, I am alone today. I get the whole podcast to myself. I'm about to do this thing over here and the other thing.
Well, about the other thing, we won't talk about that. But anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. We got a great episode for you. Episode 193. Slowly climbing the ladder to get that 200, man. Slowly climbing. And I'm still not dropping weight, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. I promise, honey. I promise, babe. It's gonna drop. Hasta las la panza, hasta las pinches pies, babe. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen. But I got people laughing on the other side already. This past week was a great episode with Mr. Tony Daniels, X-Men voice, man. That was an awesome one. Great episode. Big thank you to that guy, man. And we did have a guest. We were going to have a guest last week on Thursday. Unfortunately, you know, the time frames mix up and there was a lot going on. Comic-Con was in town. That was another great one. Big shout out to Ramsey doing a great job out there with the Comic-Con. All the celebrities came down. Awesome, bro. There are so many things that we did. My son had a blast out there. But enough about me, man. Because you know what? More about me. We got a whole hour. So this was actually what happened this weekend. I was joking. The guest, like, I drove 1 hour and some minutes to get here. You're telling me to talk about me. You can hear him on the other side laughing it up over there. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest today, Mr. Brandon Lopez in the podcast.
What's up, Brandon? What's up, y'all?
Came out dressed up with the bling yes, and sir, everything, yes, bro. No, me caete la boca. How was the drive over, bro?
It was pretty good. I mean, you know, traffic and everything, but we made it. We're here.
Yeah, it's a long drive all the way from Rio Grande City.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Rangers.
Shout out to Rio.
That's a long drive, brother. Yes, I appreciate you coming out here, man, and trying to jump on the podcast with us, bro.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, you've been doing your thing. You're a hip-hop artist, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's rewind it back. Let's start from when you first took your baby steps and there. Now, let's take it back, man. Let's roll it back and let's let the audience get to know who you are, where you're from, and how we got here today, where you're at. Go on, man. Mic is yours.
Well, yeah, man. I've been doing this for about 7 years, going on 8. So, you know, I started with my cousins and stuff like that. I would see them recording in the studio and everything. And I kind of got a feel of it. I started doing promotions with Dynamic and 3G Entertainment. I got to meet a lot of badass artists like Trippie Redd and Kevin Gates and stuff like that. I used to be backstage with everybody.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, and it was a fun experience. And like I got to see like the background of the music entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, like I want to do this, but for me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, like, so that's what really pushed me to do what I want to do in the music industry and all that.
All right. Well, growing up through, I mean, Rio Grande, talk to me, man. What were they? Give us the ride, bro. We want to know, you know, the deep end, bro. Talk to us.
Growing up in Rio Grande was fun. You know, I have everybody that's around me. They're all my neighbors. They're all my best friends and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So like I've always grown up with everybody that's around me, like everybody that's been at school. They all live close by me and everything like that. Right. Everybody knows everybody. It's a small town.
Right. That's cool, man. I mean, growing up in Rio Grande, I mean, I grew up in the Inner Valley, you know, so I mean, I making the trips to Rio Grande or making the trips to Brownsville. I mean,
it's
like for me, it's like no man's land, bro. You freak out. Hey, this is a whole. Is this a different country or the state? Or is it the same state? Or where am I?
I feel you.
So you got over there. To me, growing up back, we're going way back. I'm gonna show you back in the 80s, bro. You're probably just a speck in the eye of someone's eye.
But,
we would drive out, you know, my dad would drive out to Laredo or something. We'd pass through those. I would see these hills. I go, Dad, are these mountains dead? He's like, no, amigo, that's just hills. Mountains, you got to go north of Texas, even out of Texas where you're going to see mountains. Yeah. But, I mean, growing up out there, man, I mean, what would you do? What would you do in your time? Yeah, in your younger age, what would you do, man, for fun, bro?
For fun, man. I mean, there's not really much out there. So, like, you know, like,
kick
there's
a rock.
There's not really much out there, you know, but what's it called? Like, we have, like, you know, well, like, it's growing as we're going. Like, you know, it's growing.
Right.
I see Rio Grande getting bigger. Like, back then, we didn't even have the movies, anything like that. So,
a movie theater out there.
Back then, we didn't have the movies, but now we have like the movies and we have like a Starbucks and like it's been expanding.
Where's my button that says, we have a movie now? That's good, man. I know that Rio Grande is slowly growing, man.
Yeah,
that's
it's
awesome.
Expanding.
It's expanding. It's
all we had was Walmart.
Hey, that, and trust me, driving from here over there to Laredo, and then you know, you see that the big W, and it's not Whataburger, it's Walmart. We gotta stop there and pick something
for
up.
Sure.
Yeah, man, I've done that trip with my dad back in the day when I was little, when I do these truck driving days, and those are fun, man. Those are stuff I never forget, man. So coming into the hip hop artist, growing up listening to music, what was your what kind of caught your eye? I mean, there had to be an something that inspired you, man.
Okay, so basically, when I was younger, I would always cruise with my mom and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she would always be jamming to like Tupac and Biggie Smalls and stuff. So my mom was the one that really put me on hip hop.
Shout out to mom, man.
My mom needs to know all the good classic hip hop artists.
As long as there was no Two Life Crew in the car, we're good. That's cool, man. So she kind of pretty much pushed you on the way to that direction. What were your favorite icons? I mean, it's like as of right now,
like I said, I used to jam out to the old school hip hop artists.
Right.
But as of right now, my favorite artists are like Trippie Redd, Lil Uzi Vert, all that stuff. Like all the new artists and stuff like that. They really influenced me to do what I want to do.
That's good, man. I mean, growing up myself, I mean, I listen to everything, bro. Growing up, in a family, both sides of the family. My uncles on my mom's side were like big rockers, man. They listened to Southern rock. They would listen to heavy metal. They were, you know, really into the hard rock.
For sure.
On my dad's side, it was a little different. It was more the Tejano, you know, the corridos, you know, and stuff like that. And I got the best of both worlds, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a genre of music that I fell in love with, you know? And then that eventually in time, I became a musician myself.
Okay.
But I mean, I really idolize a lot of these young hip hop rappers and artists are coming up, man.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I mean, I can make the music, but I could never write the lyrics.
Yeah,
the lyrics the lyrics never came into the factory, you know?
I feel you.
I mean, when you write, some of the songs you've written, I mean, what inspires you to write? I mean, what is it? It's going
honestly, I'm gonna be for real with you. It's more of a feeling, like, you know, whatever I'm going through that day or wherever I'm, like, you know, it's all like through experience, through life experiences and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I write about is real. Like, you know, it's coming straight from the heart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I've always wrote in like that. And that's how my inspiration comes.
Yeah, that's good, man. And most of your buddies that you hung out with, I mean, did they follow the path with you, or did you just kind of jander off by yourself?
Well, honestly, like, I still have like my team with me.
Right.
I'm literally right now with Trending Topic, Valley Baby. And
it's a Valley Baby thing. And Samuel Jackson and Valle. That's when I was like, I don't mind him coming to the podcast.
Yeah.
But I know there's gonna be a lot of MFs dropped into the whole episode. Love that guy to death, man. But we're super tired. But go on.
Right now my teammates are Valley Baby and Trending Topic. I've been doing music with them, and I also chill with Condre, El Reggaetonero.
Right.
We all been together. We all been sticking close together. You know what I'm saying? Condre just got signed with Risk It All.
Ooh, congratulations, congratulations, brother. Congratulations.
Yes,
that's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
I got Jay Munoz saying puro pinche 956, bro. What's up to Jay? Another great artist.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Jay.
Shout out to Big J, man. It was good episode with him, bro. Funny as hell, but it was a good episode.
I've honestly met him before. He's from Rio Grande City as well.
Oh, there you go. Hometown brothers. No, the original hometown boys. That's cool, man. So writing music itself, as far as the beats, do you make your own beats also?
No, I have a producer. Okay. His name is Killer Skill.
Okay.
He raps with Country Gutta, but he's always helped me out, like, in other ways and stuff like that. He's always made my beats, and like anything I need editing and all that stuff, like, he does it all for me. I have my own studio.
That's
so
good.
He comes and records with me and does his own thing. Yeah,
what are they?
Yeah.
And you have the whole setup, the own room?
Yeah, I have everything. I own my studio. I have an iMac. I record on a Scarlett.
There you go.
And I have like the MIDI keyboard, you know, to make beats and stuff like that, and a DJ set. So
there you go.
I'm set. Yeah.
Hey, there you go, man. That's all it takes. I mean, if the effort is there, it'll happen, man. You'll eventually develop into something even bigger
along
the way. Now, as far as gigging, guys, gigging, because gigging is one of the biggest things on the platform down here in the RGV. Doing it so many years, you know, you have your ups and downs. You got your good nights, you got your bad nights.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as the support behind you, I mean, hometown-wise.
Yeah.
Because I know Rio Grande City is like, they are united, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You're talking about a town that's way out of the, not way out of the map, but way out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the closest town is what, how many miles away? Like, at least, what, 9-8 miles away?
Yeah.
At least?
Yeah.
You know, before you get to another city?
Yeah.
You know, but that community is so...
It's so small.
but it's united. Yeah. You know what I mean? So anything, like a pin drops, we know who it was with the person on the street. Yeah, you know, yeah, something happens. Have you seen the support from your hometown? I mean, when you release stuff?
Yes. Yes, I actually have. You know, I go to the convenience store or something like that close by, and everybody's like, oh, there goes water. Like, you know, and stuff like that. All my high school friends, everybody that I know from school and stuff like that, they've seen me and everything. Right. So they're like, dude, it's crazy that I see you're like blowing up now. Like you're becoming like a rapper. You're the only person from here, from Rio Grande, that's actually making something of yourself, you know?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So like it kind of gives me like a good feeling, you know, when I hear that. So yeah, man.
How long have you been in the game, bro?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Like I said, I've been doing music for about 8 years, but physically like doing like shows and all that, like it's already been about 4 years now.
4 years. So yeah, you pretty much get your feet wet already.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Now, as far as gig wise, what's the first you've ever traveled out? I mean, that you say that, man, this is the first I've gone out. I'm away from home.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta behave, man, because you're in no man's land.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the first you've gotten out as far as performing?
Honestly, bro, just I've been doing shows here in McAllen.
Hey, that's McAllen. Far out, bro. That's way far. McAllen's pretty far from Rio Grande.
Yeah,
man. So you have yet to travel más pa acá over here to this area?
I'm not going to lie to you. I perform every Wednesday at like the Flying Walrus. And every time John Alcocer has like the shows in the White Rhino and stuff, I do shows with him. I come every day, like from Rio to McAllen to come and perform.
Damn, that's dedication, man. Yes, that's freaking dedication. Yes, I got Troy Villarreal saying, yo, what's up, Troy?
What's up, Troy? Shout out Popular Loner.
Popular Loner, man. Gee, those guys are blowing. Those guys have been blowing up left and right, man.
Yes, sir.
They're always popping up on my feed. He goes, hey, we're doing this. Pues te vas a calmarte, bro. let the other people catch up, bro. Come on, man.
Speaking of Popular Loner, I was on the Cypher at Ink House where Freddie Honda works.
Shout out to Freddie, man. Shout out to Freddie.
It was pretty cool, man. The Cypher was badass. I gotta say shout out to Mark Hayes also. You know, he was the one that put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
He's been like getting Valley artists, like all the top Valley artists to come on the Cyphers and stuff like that.
Right.
I think that's really cool because like not a lot of people have ever seen something like that before, you know what I'm saying? And it's a big thing, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the Cypher itself, I know, I'd say maybe about 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago, I think. Damn, I'm old. I remember back in 2000. No, I'm just joking. But there was a Cypher, I know the one Cypher that I saw, that's with, I hope I get the names right. It was with G Knowledge, with, oh gosh, I know G Knowledge was on there, and I think there was quite a few people that were in that. I'm sorry if I forgot the name, so it's been a while, man.
But
I saw that video, it kind of stuck to me because it was a lot of the local RGV hip-hop bars from this side of the valley.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, and to see that I was like, damn, dude, this is awesome. And I heard it first time. And then when I saw you guys do it in the Edinburgh area, north of Edinburgh, I'm like, oh shit, look at this. Man, you gotta find out who this Cypher was on this side, and you gotta come to the heart of the valley, man.
Yeah.
I mean, here in Wessico or in Ghana.
The first one, it was in San Benito.
All right.
And then the second one was in Edinburgh.
Yeah, San Benito, that's right. Yes, was it the back, some sort of back cave or something like that?
I think it was Just in Time Barber School.
There you go. Something like that. Oh, yeah, here we go. We got Sean Logan. Sean, you're supposed to be having these guys in your podcast. How come you haven't gotten your... Sean Logan, one of the great podcasters here in the RGV, man. Had a great show. He's made a big, major push. This is a while back when he was doing his podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of artists from the RGV would jump on the show. And, man, this guy, great interviewer, man. I mean, he probably would have made you cry. I don't want to go to his podcast anymore. But
he gets real deep with it.
Yes, he does, man. He does, man. He's a one hell of an interviewer, man.
That's good.
But so doing the cipher itself, how did it come about? Who's the one who actually put it all together?
Mark Hayes. Mm-hmm. He had put a post on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I hit him up. I was like, "Hey, yo, Mark, like, I want to be on the cipher. Like, you know, I've been rapping. I'm trying to get my name out there a little bit more, you know, and stuff like that." He had hit me up right away. He was like, "Hey, bro, I got you. You want to be on the cipher? You know, come be a part of the show." Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Okay, bet." And when I pulled up, I got to meet a lot of badass rappers. You know, I got to meet Lennon B.
Wow.
C Note.
There you go.
Yeah, and a bunch of badass rappers as well. And then on the second cipher, I had my homie Ricky Trips. Okay. So I had brought him onto the second cipher.
Right.
But yeah, man, it was pretty cool meeting all these other Valley artists and stuff like that. And it's always a good experience meeting other people to work with. Right. You know what I'm saying?
When you gig here in McKinney, here's a question for the old guys, for myself, because I have a story for you in a little while. It's freaking hilarious. For the old guys like myself that go out, which we shouldn't be down on 17th Street, but we're down there. And when you're performing, you see a guy my age or an older woman walk in. They're watching you guys and they're getting down to your music.
Yeah.
Does that kind of like motivate you more? It's like, oh, shit, I'm reaching all ages. Maybe I want to keep it at my age level, or you're just open to, like, you know what, they're down with it, hell yeah, let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you, that does motivate me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy to see that everybody's like jamming out to my music and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm done performing, whenever I'm done doing something like that, like, I always thank everybody for coming out.
Right.
A lot of people come up to me, they're like, "Hey, what's your IG or like what's your Facebook and all that stuff?"
Right.
And I always give it to them, you know, like, I'm not the type of person that, you know, hates on anybody that's jamming out to my stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly. You know. Yeah. And the reason I say that is because about three years ago, some buddies of mine say, "Hey, man, let's go down, you know, the 17th, go have a beer." Yeah. But I go, "All right, there's a lot of good rock bands, you know." Yeah. So that's what I go listen to, rock bands. And yeah, let's go out there. So we hit out there and we go in there, you know, and I forgot what bar it was. And we're like, "Hey, man, let's go sit down and have a beer." And the band's about to start.
For sure.
So I'm like, "Okay, cool, whatever." He goes, "Where are we going to sit?" "Yeah, that corner table over there looks badass. Sit over there." Right? So you see everybody's coming in. So I'm sitting over there drinking my beer, you know, we're talking about blah. And there's guys and girls coming in, young girls, young guys. They're all coming in. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, "Bro, I remember," and those of you around my age, I remember going to a little club called Club X. Way in the year 2000, no, back in the day, would go to that club, and you know, we'd walk in through the doors and everything, and then there was always that old creepy guy that would sit in the corner of the bar and drink beer and check out everybody.
Yeah.
And when I thought about that, I look at my buddies and look at myself. Holy shit, we're those old creepy guys in the corner. Everybody coming in. Oh my God, dude. Are you serious? So I tell it to this guy, and like, "You know what? You just ruined the night. Let's go home." Yeah, dude. So like, never again. 17th, amen. Yeah, cortale, yeah. Nah. Yeah, come on, cut it out. I got Sean Logan also. I've been telling people about the artist in the valley. Peace and blessings. Let's get it. Proud of y'all. And then says here, "Mark, you should fuse the artist." I'm trying, bro. I'm trying, Sean. I'm trying. I really am. But so yeah, man. So your music, you're saying that you want to reach out to every any artist or any ages that want to listen to
it. I'm down to work with anybody.
Have you ever, and this is a good one, have you ever walking through the streets or driving around, whatever?
Yeah.
Come across somebody that's blasting your music on their stereo
a couple of times,
and then you just pull up, you're like, "Holy shit, that's me." what goes through your mind when you hear that, bro?
It's such an amazing feeling, you know. And then it's crazy that, like, because this one time, this guy was jamming out to my music in his car. He had the windows down, right? And I have this song called "Turn Up." Mm-hmm. And it's about like, "Hey, watch me turn up," you know, like it goes like that. And I was hearing it as I was walking in downtown. I was like, "Hey, bro, that's me." I was like, no way. Like, I'm like, no way they're jamming out to my shit, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
And I was like, dude, that's crazy. And then they even saw me walking. They're like, hey, what's up, Water? How's it going? I'm like, bro, chilling, you know? And then, boy, like, you know, like, they wanted an autograph. So right. I autographed his cap. That was my first time autographing.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's cool. I mean, yeah. getting the advantage to print your name on something.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was such an amazing feeling, dude.
That's cool, man. So, I mean, so doing it for the last 8 years, you said,
yes,
already,
sir.
4 years already performing, yes, 4 years in the bank, trying to get everything pretty much situated to the point where you want to get there, right?
Yeah.
So have you has anybody ever came up to you and said, hey, man, well, I know we were talking about before the podcast that they wanted you to feature one of their tracks or anything like that.
Yeah, honestly. I have a couple features that I'm going to have coming up. One's going to be with Lennon B, my homie Joby. Another one's Juice Man and Rogue from The Cypher.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Really? Oh, well, check this out. I got Abel Gonzalez here. He says, what about a filmmaker? I'm dying to shoot a music video.
I would hit up Mark Hayes.
Hit up him. Abel, hit him up. That way you can go and get the digits down and, you know, see if we can do that.
Mark Hayes, Hancho Villa.
There you go. I believe Abel's in the Harlingen area, okay, in that okay. area. So he
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yeah. Hancho Villa would be the best bet.
There you go. But I mean, that's another thing. So you're doing these the collabs. Are you doing videos with these guys also?
Okay. So honestly, I just dropped my first official video.
There you go.
Because it's a high quality and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I used to have videos back then, but I took them off. I'm starting from scratch again.
There you go.
I did a song with Los Marihuanos.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I got to pay for the feature and stuff like that when he came down.
Right.
We got a whole smoke shop and everything for that song, for that music video.
Right.
They let us do whatever we wanted in that smoke shop, which was pretty cool. I felt like Wiz Khalifa.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was pretty cool. It was an amazing story, you know, like, and we dropped it on 420. So,
really?
Yeah, it was a 420
What a
song.
Better day to do a song.
Yeah, everything fell into place.
On 420, the most experimental day.
Yes, sir.
For anybody to enjoy. By the way, happy 420. I know I didn't make an episode, but I did come out in the 9.56 ABV Boys. And we talked about that. Great guys this past, last week on Thursday. Did a podcast with them, man. It was a lot of fun, bro. And I hope they enjoyed their Budweiser, some sort of like a tray. And Johnny goes, dude, we can use that to roll up stuff. I go, oh, well, there you go. There you go. Happy 420. So,
the rest of the stuff I got coming up, I just did a music video with Trending Topic. So that's going to be coming soon. I did that video with Adrian Visions.
Okay.
He filmed that music video for us. It's going to be a little bit like a movie,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. You know,
all right.
Kind of use some film scenes from Scarface.
Oh, here we go.
But yeah, man, I don't really want to get into too much because, you know,
don't
whenever
too much
it drops.
Out of the bag, dude.
Yeah.
Don't let too much out of the bag. You know.
But other than that, I'm also going to do another music video with Pipe Gang. Shout out to Pipe Gang.
There
shout out to Jesse. Murray, Silky Rue, everybody in the
had
team.
Had them on the show also.
Yeah. Pipe Gang is badass. They're amazing artists here.
Yeah. They're located in the
Harlingen area
also, right? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I've met them before, man. They come on the podcast already once, man. It was an interesting podcast talking to them, man. But they have such a thick background, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The stories they come up with, man, it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I got Armando, el cacahuate, que on el cacahuate. Watching now. Yes, see you shine that little head up, bro, porque I mean, it's summer, papa. My brother, saludos and abrazos, Simón, Simón, buddy. So, abrazos back to you. But, yeah, we got people just jumping on here, you know, just saying hello. But yeah, man, that's cool, dude. And as far as like you're doing a feature with different hip hop artists and stuff like that, it's awesome, bro.
Yes, sir.
It's
awesome.
Is there one in particular artist that you say, shit, I want to do one?
I
want to
work with him.
You want to work with that in particular person? I mean, you know what? I didn't even give you the question. If you had the opportunity to work with any artist, doesn't matter here in the RGB, it could be anywhere in the world,
someone famous,
someone huge.
Okay.
Dead or alive. Mm-hmm. Dead or alive. I'll throw it out there.
Okay.
Dead or alive. Who would you do it for?
Who would I do it for, man? I would say, well, like I said, my big inspiration is Trippie Redd. He's the one that kind of inspires me to make my music. So I really would want to do a song with Trippie Redd. That would be the best, my best bet. Trippy Red or Future.
There you go.
Yep.
You see, I feel, dude, right now I feel so old because these are artists that I've never heard of, bro.
Yeah.
You know, there's some that I have some artists that come in and drop names like that. And I'm okay. And I'm like, I'll go check them out. Listen, like, not bad. Not bad. No, I'm not even going to go over that, bro. We might go that in second half, but I have a lot to say that. I don't even want to bring it up, but I know I got to put it on with water here, man. I'm not going to say anything. But good old H2O here in front of me, I'm not going to say nothing, man. But that's you should put that on your
H2O.
That's it.
H2O. Honestly, when I signed the autographs, my autographs and stuff like that, I put H2O.
There you go. Short and sweet. To the point, man.
Yeah, it's simple.
Short and sweet to the point, baby. That's all. Now, as far as performance wise, this is what I like to ask this a lot to the upcoming artists that are coming on. Out of all the I know you've done them all in McAllen. Only one place. I'm not sure you perform in any other places in McAllen. But can you give me in a particular time that you were at this event that was one of the events you're like, shoot, this is the one. This is the top-notch one. This is the one this is the one I got to be. It could be, it could be, it has, not necessarily have to be a venue or where you perform.
Yeah.
But to the point where you say, you know what, this is the main one.
Yeah, honestly, I had a couple of those. I did a show with Juan Gotti. Okay. I did a show with Little Flip. I did a show with Mike Jones, Mario Cannon, Crystal Poppin' and Stiff Barbie. Those are all the top people that I've been doing music, that I did a show, opened the show for and stuff like that.
Okay.
My Lil Flip was the main, biggest one that was, the craziest. So, yeah, really? that was a good experience.
What were your nerves like that night, man?
Man, it was crazy. And, when we were chilling there, because it was at a mansion party. So, all the artists were inside, and we had to walk Lil Flip out.
Right.
He was hiding in the restroom. He was hiding in the restroom. So that way, people could like wait for him to come out or whatever.
Right.
And people were in the mansion, we're walking through it and stuff like that. And only the artists were supposed to be in there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out and everybody was like, oh my God, it's Lil Flip. It's Lil Flip. Oh my God. He had to walk out because everybody was starting to think everybody was going to crowd up and stuff like that. They're like, hey, if you're not an artist, y'all need to
back up,
back up, go outside, go to the party or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All the artists could stay here. And I got to they shot a podcast there too. Los Compadres.
Okay.
And they were interviewing him at the time. So it was crazy because they were like, hey, we're going to roll up with Lil Flip, So we started rolling up blunts and stuff like that while he was having the podcast. And I was like, dude, that was the craziest experience I ever had, bro.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah, man.
Jesus. So this would probably be the one that would set the bar.
Yeah, Lil Flip.
Lil Flip will set the bar. Now, we're going to the downside now.
All right.
One of the worst, I wouldn't say performances, just the worst where you've damn, you don't have to name names where or what.
Yeah.
But where you said Jesus, I don't even want to think about this night anymore. did this actually happen? Straight out like that.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie to you. I did a show, the show with Mike Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was so nervous. I kind of I was supposed to do it with my friend and they were supposed to give me two mics. And I guess they only had one mic available at the time.
Oh no.
So I kind of got that kind of threw me off of my my game, saying? So I was damn, I'm gonna do this. I have a song with my friend and stuff like that,
Right.
So I did my set, and right when I got to the song, that song that I was gonna do with my friend, I kind of got nervous, and that's where it kind of broke me in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I love the show. I did the show, I still did it with confidence and stuff like that, and it didn't hurt me in a way, you know what I'm saying?
You learn from that in particular event. I mean, that one, if you go on and say the gig wasn't so great, but it was better than
what I expected.
Better than that event that you were on way before.
Yeah.
You know? So,
and it was honestly my first show ever. That was honestly my first show ever.
Really?
Yeah.
It usually is sometimes the first shows. You got, we said before the podcast, when Ish and I do the shows, I still get those butterflies before I even start. Yeah, I get nervous before I start the podcast,
Most definitely.
Especially being live and all that good stuff, But it's it's nerve-wracking. No matter how many times you've done it, no matter how many times you've done a podcast or perform, yeah, it still gets you in a way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and definitely, there's a lot of performers that'll say that, you know, yeah, and but it is what it is, right? But it's crazy, man, because I mean, yeah, I've had guests on there on that couch. Mm-hmm. You know, we start asking questions, yeah, and yeah, at first they're kind of, you know, little shaky. They don't know yeah, what to yeah, say, yeah, yeah, you know, and
once like they freeze up.
Yeah, they freeze up a little bit, yeah, yeah, not too yeah, much, just enough for them to be like, oh, okay, I gotta wake up.
Oh, and yeah, then, most definitely.
Yeah, so and we usually take like a commercial break,
yeah, yeah,
which for recently I haven't been doing them. Now we're just voicing out our sponsors, but we go straight now. And then when I go back and clean up the for the YouTube,
yeah, yeah,
for YouTube itself, for the man, did I just say for the YouTube? Oh my God, dude. Oh my God! Drag him to the back and shoot him, Bob. No, but yeah. When I start working for the YouTube channel, you know, and I go back and I start inserting all that stuff in there, you know, yeah, audio yeah, and video and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still get kind of nervous.
Butterflies. Yeah.
Butterflies. Yeah, yeah. And you know, even now till today as we speak, I mean, being a musician, yeah, being a musician myself, a guitar player. I feel if it would ever come back again where I would say, you know, I'm going to pick it up again and do it yeah, again, I think I'd be nervous as shit. I think I'd be puking on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be sweating bullets.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Like me, whenever I prepare for like my shows and stuff like that, like I already like since I've been doing it for a minute, like it just comes naturally to me at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like
right,
whenever I do like my smaller shows over mm-hmm, there, like downtown and stuff like that, like I'm already used to it. So I just take it as like practice, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that practice has given me more experience to like, you know, like do what I'm doing, you know? So it honestly, like whenever I do my bigger shows and stuff like that, like I'm prepared now. There I'm physically go, prepared.
There you go. That's good. Yeah. That's a thing for the sponsors. I might have to push that bad boy. Like what? Who's crickets, man? That's the worst point you could be in the podcast. That's my bad, bro.
No worries. It's all good.
But big shout out, guys. I'm going to go ahead and throw out some sponsors real quick. Big shout out to the Rabbit Hole. Rabbit Hole, step into the endless possibilities of the Rabbit Hole with liquor, beer, and adult novelties. Close your ears. You don't get to hear this crap. More spirits and craft beers and adult toys. Close your ears and close your eyes. We've got everything you need for a wild night. Embrace yourself and your curiosity and explore the Rabbit Hole where the pleasure and adventure awaits. Guys, you might want to get a hold of these guys ASAP. I know their doors might be closing by the end of the month of May. They're still hanging in there tight. Help them out, you know, try to keep small businesses alive, bro. That's what yeah, it's all about, you yeah, know, help these young businesses that are trying to thrive. Without your help, they can never thrive anymore. Another big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery, bro. Oh my gosh. Let me ask you guys, mm-hmm, you know, have you ever had ice cream infused with liquor?
No, I never.
Holy moly. Go out to Buzz Bull Creamery here located in Wesico, Texas, here on South Texas Boulevard.
I got
to
check them out.
Go check out Dr. Beauty, the ice cream lady is what I call her, man. Great sponsors, guys. They got some great stuff, tequila, rum, pretty much anything you can dream of.
That's crazy.
They got it. And they also do coffee, guys. You want that Irish coffee in the morning before you go into work?
With a little bit of extra kick.
Ooh, yeah, just yeah, a little bit. Get that nice iced coffee with extra kick. Set it up, bring it home, and then take it with you in the morning. Say, hey, why are you such in a good mood? Wouldn't you like to know? Buzz Bull Creamery, located in Wesico, Texas. Guys, looking for them on Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok. Great plays. Another big shout out to another great sponsor. Honora's Construction LLC. Big shout out to them. These guys do renovations for commercial, residential. Great work, great craftsmanship. You want to look them up on Facebook, Instagram, and also on TikTok. They got some great stuff, guys. Give them a call. Their number's right up there. And you still can go to our Facebook page. All their information there. Look them up. If you're looking to renovate your home or you're starting a commercial business, you want the best, these are the guys you want in your corner, man. Big shout out to these guys. Great sponsor. And those are our sponsors for this month. For the month of, what are we still in? We're still in April? Yeah, we're in April. Damn, I'm old. We're in April.
About to be May.
Yeah, it's about to be May. Oh, my gosh. And guys, tune in this week, Thursday. We might have a special guest. I'm not sure yet. We're still trying to work. Oops, what? You see? That's because I'm not drinking. We're trying to work something out, but we do have some special guests coming in for that event. I will mention that later on our Facebook page. Just stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. So, coming back to Brandon here, let me get this guy's off here, man. You've been there too long. No, coming back to Brandon here, man. So through the years growing up, bro.
Yeah.
Now we like to do this. What's called, what I like to call, shoot the shit.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about what's going on in your career and everything. We mm-hmm. can go back into it.
Okay.
But growing up, bro.
Okay.
Growing up, and I know we have a special guest in the studio with us. I know mom's here with us right now. Shout out to mom. She has that Hawkeye. You better say everything right, Carancho. You better say no de comer en la noche, Carancho. No, but growing up,
yeah.
What was your favorite Saturday morning? Let's go Saturday morning.
Okay.
Young kid.
Okay.
Growing up getting up early in the morning, where how every kid struggles to wake up during the school week.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Saturday morning, 6 o'clock, we're alive and awake and we're good to go for the whole day.
Yeah.
You turn on that tube. What's the first thing you're looking for?
Man.
What's the first thing you want? What's the first show and what do you have sitting right in front of you? It's got to be cereal. You know that. You know that.
Most definitely.
So tell me the type of cereal and what you're watching on TV.
Okay, so I used to eat Frosted Flakes.
Ooh, hey, we had Tony and Tiger last week, bro. Yes, sir. She was here. Well, not here, but he was, you know what I mean.
Frosted Flakes and, bro, growing up, like, I didn't really have cable mm-hmm. in my house. My grandma used to have, like, the satellite TV or whatever.
Orale.
So it would be, like, the morning, like, shows, like, you know, like, the kid shows and stuff like that. Right. I used to watch that as a kid all the time.
What was that number one cartoon? What was the one you would watch?
The number one cartoon, man, Power Rangers.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go. And it's lighting up. Power Rangers. Yeah. What's your favorite ranger, bro?
It's got to be the red one, man.
Oh, you're a red ranger.
Yes, sir.
Red
yes,
ranger. Sir. Oh, okay.
Red and, oh, mainly the green one, too, yeah, man.
Tommy,
rest
man.
In peace.
Tommy, rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. Man, that was one of my favorites back in the day also. I mean, even though I was in high school already, one of my favorite episodes.
Man,
also.
The Power Rangers were really big at that time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they were. They're, yeah. Hey, man, what do you mean about that time, bro? What are you talking about? I said, oh, my God. But, yeah, so that was your go-to.
Yes, sir.
The one
yes,
out when
sir.
The cartoons were done
uh-huh.
for the day.
Yeah.
What was next? What's next? Because the thing is, here's the cool thing, guys. I mean, growing up in my era, we had an agenda, you know, for Saturdays.
Yeah, yeah.
We wake up at 6 in the morning. Dad would go to work and I see that another tebano carancho no te quedes en la escuela hombre chingas vete a dormir. No, I'm watching TV now. Yeah. Me and cereal. But you had the agenda to watch cartoons from 6 in the morning to probably about 12, maybe 1 o'clock. It all depended. After that,
what would I do?
What would you do? What was it? Because we had agendas.
Yeah.
What would you do after that?
Well, honestly, like chilling with my mom and stuff like that. So like we would like, cause like there's like the park and we had like the public pool and stuff like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. So during the summer times, we'd always go to the pool, ride bikes you know, like just be around the block, you know?
Right.
Yeah. That's how I came up. You know what I'm saying? Just being out and about pretty much, you know? And like chilling with my cousins and stuff, playing airsoft.
Yeah, los primos. Los primos nunca se fallan los primos, hombre.
Shout out my cousin JR. Shout out my cousin Alex and Eric.
Yeah, there you go, man. Los primos, man. You can never get away from the primos, man. They're always there. Or then Saturday would come to the evening. Yeah. We try to stay up as much as we could.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
But by the time you know, our little body was saying, nah, yeah, I'll go to sleep. Sunday morning comes around. Yeah. And the first thing for my household, I was always like, "E dad,
yeah,
you're making barbecue, dad." it was always a Sunday for the barbecue.
Oh yeah,
you know,
most definitely.
We wanted the barbecue time because you know the primos were gonna come over again.
Oh
or
yeah,
the primos spend the night.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna have barbecue the following day. You know, or there was menudo porque los tíos estaban bien crudos hasta la trangada, and mi mom y los tíos, ya quita el menudo, then cut the tomate, get this, you know.
Yeah, that's honestly how it was over here with me too, man. Photo barbecues and stuff like that. Like I said, you know, ain't much to do over there, but you know, there's a lot of fun stuff outside.
And
know?
In the jams when your tíos were outside, man, what were they jamming out to? What were they listening to?
Chalino Sanchez.
Vámonos, carancho. Hijo su patada. It never fails, right? It never fails.
No, that's the go-to.
I'm gonna tell you something straight out. I got a lot of buddies.
Yeah,
I got a lot of buddies that are like hardcore heavy metal fans all that stuff. Yeah. It always happens that we have to go out to drink for some reason.
Yeah.
But we go out to drink and we're out drinking, right?
Yeah.
And, and somebody comes in, they put like a corrido, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine with it, you know. I'm good with it, but my man, who put on this crap? This and that. But I go, bro, I go, I'll make a bet with you, bro. He goes, what? I go, everybody put $10 on the table. Okay, well, you know what? We'll put $10 right on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. By the end of the night, if one of you some bitches say, me da un grito, you're out. If one of you some bitches say, no, me, yo me acuerdo de este ca-, you're out. All right? I'm like, no, it's not going to happen, bro. Oh, it's not going to happen. No, never, never. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
We had one guy. We had one guy, Beefy Boy Joe. Okay. Joe's one of them. Joe's one. That, if you look right there, a little white guy right there.
Yeah.
He's not. He's Mexican, just like us. But we're out there drinking, you know, and... You know, first thing was heavy metal going on, boom, boom, whatever.
Yeah.
The music changes, you know. All right, we start doing the 80s stuff. All right. Yeah. Start going to the 70s. All right, we're already out. We're feeling, como dice, I'm feeling good. I'm not drunk. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, comienza el pinche Nevino Nevada or the all-time favorite, como se llama, Bobby Pulido también, another good one, but with Ramon Ayala.
Oh, Ramon Ayala, bro.
Ramon Ayala comes on, bro.
Yeah.
And if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Uh-huh.
I'm lying. All four friends that I'm there, they go, oi, ha! I knew it. I collected my $40. I told you, man. I freaking told you. You cannot take the Mexicano out of you, bro.
No, you can't. You can't.
And then I started putting on mariachi music. Yeah. Oh, man, you should have seen them. They're all, dame otra botella. They're all speaking Spanish. Dame otra botella. Yeah. Dame otra botella, bro. Dame otra botella. Man, Joe, you speak Spanish. Yeah, you don't know me. You don't know me. Dame otra botella. I'm like, God dang, man.
Yeah.
You saw the true colors of all my buddies.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. But anyways. I had a question. I really didn't want to go into this question, but it's the big thing that's going on right now. I hate to put it on there on blast or anything like that, but everybody's talking about it. And I'm not trying to be, you know, oh, he's talking about it, but it is out there. It's out and about.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you've seen it. I'm pretty sure you see it. It's been all over Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The AB Quintanilla meltdown in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching this. Mm-hmm. I was watching this, and so far that I've heard behind the story, is that he supposedly gets there to the venue.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's late. They set up and they go on. This is what I've heard. This is what I've read.
Yeah.
This is what I've read. Inquiring minds. I read he gets there late. They start up the show. Suddenly, they start playing.
Mm-hmm.
People are sitting down. They're watching the show. They're enjoying the show. There's other people in the back that are like, you know, it's what it is. You know, no one's applauding, knows anything.
Yeah.
He loses his shit.
Damn.
He loses his shit.
Yeah.
He starts telling the crowd off. He starts saying this. He starts saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
I go, what's going on? Okay. I understand who you are. I know where you were brought up. You know, your story has been blasted all over the movie theaters
when
the whole Quintanilla thing.
Yeah.
You know, and all respects to them, you know.
Yeah.
But to come off that way, to me personally, personal note, and freedom to me to say it, it's sounding kind of like a narcissist.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here for you. You're supposed to be applying for me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, most definitely it should be about the fans all the time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, and not only that, being the musician he is,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he could have done it both ways.
Yeah.
One, I got there late. Okay, let's put on a hell of a show.
Yeah.
If people start to leave, we got paid.
Yeah.
We got paid. We're here. We got paid. Let's do our show and we're out.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk to the crowd, try to get them into it.
Yeah.
And then we're out.
That's it. Most definitely.
Him dropping that bomb he did.
Yeah.
Do you think that might have hurt his image in a way?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
What are your thoughts? I mean, consider the fact you probably grew up during the Cumbia Kings.
More likely,
because the way I'm seeing you, like, you're in that area.
Yeah.
But seeing that situation develop.
Yeah.
At that venue.
Yeah.
Would you feel that maybe he might have tarnished his image?
What do you think, man? Because like mostly it should be about all the fans, like all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like your fans are your biggest supporters, you know. There's times where I've done shows where like there's literally like a few people in the crowd, mm-hmm. and I still perform with my heart out. Like, right. you know, I still do everything I have right. to do. Even if there's two people, three people in the venue, like, I still go perform. Now I see my fan base is growing a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I would say he kind of did, but, like, not in a bad way.
No, you know okay. what I'm saying? So you're pretty much saying that he didn't really shoot himself in the foot.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Honestly, you know what, Mama, we can hear you in the mic, Mom. We've heard you say it right, Miko. You're saying it wrong. No? What are your thoughts, Mama? You don't have to be on camera, but we can hear you. What are your thoughts? Well, no, the mic's off on that one. what are your thoughts on that? I mean, I honestly think maybe we're in the same generation wise, but what are your thoughts? I mean, considering the life he's had, you know, through the 90s. And then now where he went up yeah, and then unfortunately, Selena left us in a horrible way.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went off and made Los Cumbia Kings and they exploded. And then it comes to this. What are your thoughts on that in particular thing?
I heard about it and I really believe that, like I told Brandon, you know, you got to stay humble. You, no matter what you do, it's like he says, it's for the fans. You know, he needs to remember where he came up, where he came from, mm-hmm. because that plays a major role in your life and in everything that you do.
Yeah,
you
know? Right.
So I feel that it did hurt his image. I feel that it might hurt him a little bit following his fan base and stuff like that. Because now everything is so out there.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right.
Everything is on your camera phone. Everybody gets everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right.
So now it's not like, okay, like in the olden times that you had to wait for it to come out.
I like the way she said that.
The olden times.
You know, and now everything's just so right in front of you. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it might hurt him.
Yeah, because, I mean, you really think about it, everybody has a video camera ready to go to catch everything.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, and it's like I said. Now, back in the day, I won't say old times.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
olden times.
Back in the day, you did something at a concert or something happened. Se parece, hey, bro, mira esta noche.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dijo este camarada que esto, and it gets into something huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the news media gets it. We want to find out what exactly happened.
Yeah.
We're here with Joe Lopez. Joe, we've heard. No, but you probably know Joe Lopez is. But. What the hell are you talking about, Mom? Don't worry about it, Miko. I explained it on the right home.
Back then, everything used to be like, there wasn't like phones and stuff like that. Exactly. So you would have to hear it like out from like the streets
phones,
or something.
Bro. We had phones.
Well, no.
We had phones.
Well, like I'm talking about phones that record, you know? like everybody's quick to shoot videos and stuff now. And back then it was like, you had to hear it out from the streets or like something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Or reading tomorrow's paper. Or la comadre enseguida. No creas comadre que pasó anoche. Man, inquiry,
now everybody's ready, bro. Now everybody's ready to catch something, bro.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
how it is.
Yeah, man. So I mean, going back to the whole thing about the whole San Antonio thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that cheap shot, brother, that kind of got me, bro. It kind of got, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan, but se le tiró los Cowboys, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Se le tiró los Cowboys. Oye, bro. It could have been 49ers. It could have been. But you had to say
the
Dallas,
Cowboys.
Bro. Why? Why, AB? Why? Oh, yeah, that's it. Big Cowboy Country hates you, bro. Hates you, bro. Chinga. You don't believe the fan base in Cowboy Country, bro. Hijo
super. And you got to support the Cowboy fans out over here, man.
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, like I said, I'm not a big fan of Dallas. I do follow their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what so have you, but. When he dropped that name, I was like, oh no, oh god, here
like it's
it comes.
Over with.
Yeah, that's it, man. And they've done already so many memes on them. They already released one for the Chalupas, el Llorón. They have done stuff. If I send you this, it's because I'm upset or a picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, bro, you literally became TikTok famous.
Yeah,
right there, huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the music career doesn't work out, AB. You have TikTok, Mato. You're good to go, bro. You are good to go.
Yes, sir.
You're golden either way, bro.
Yes, sir.
But no, man. Yeah. Wow, guys. 49 minutes into the podcast. Shoot. Just shooting the shit. Like I said, shooting it goes by. And right now, I can see that you see the difference on every guest. If you watch every podcast, the way the guests start off in the beginning, they're kind of like, all right, they're trying to get comfortable. And now that there's like 5 minutes till the podcast is over, they're like, hey, man,
it's good. Let's keep going.
And I loved it. Well, you know what? Time's up, guys. They go, oh, man, when can I come back? But no, man. First of all, I want to say thank you for reaching out to us, man. Yes, like the way you did.
Appreciate you for having me on here, bro. Such a blessing.
Thank you very much for saying that. I mean, bro, what freaked me out is that the fans itself or people that follow the podcast threw our name in the mix. Because I saw that comment you put out there. I'm looking for a podcast to jump on. And well, I get all the feeds. Anything that has something our tag tagged on it, it comes straight to my phone, iPad, computer. Me and my buddy get it automatically. Yeah. And my buddy called me up. He goes, dude, did you see this? I go, what? They mentioned us.
Yeah.
What do you mean they mentioned us? Everybody mentions us. No. Yeah. Not like that, but they mentioned us to somebody else to come on our pod.
Yeah.
I go, really? I go, let me check that out. And I looked it up. I was like, holy crap, that is freaking cool, man. So big shout out to you guys, man, for making guests like Brandon here come on the podcast, man. We can have a conversation with, man, because, you know, without you guys, this is not possible. Without our sponsors, it's not possible. You know, we're blessed every day when we get somebody walking through that door and sits down behind that mic and tells a story about themselves coming up in the upbringings, man. But, yeah, so, I mean, first of all, I just want to say thank you. Like I said, again, coming on, man, I appreciate it. Nothing but luck for you out there in the process, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Likewise, brother.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. And, hey, there's a lot of movie directors that watch the pod.
Okay.
One might approach you as, hey, man, I got a movie. Can you give me something for this?
I'm honestly not going to lie to you. When I was a kid, right, I really wanted to be an actor.
Oh.
So I would go to where they would cast, like, for people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. One time they were casting for, like, I think it was, like, something, like, on Disney Channel or something like that. And I went to go audition, which was crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I never thought that it will come into play later on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The acting kind of helps me out with my videos and stuff like that. So I try to incorporate acting into my stuff.
That's good, man. That's good. Yeah, that's awesome. Should have told him, you don't know what you're missing, bro. I'm going to be famous and you're going to want me on your show. Screw you.
Hopefully one day.
We could have been something.
For real.
Oh, man, that's awesome, bro. I mean, like I said, never let opportunity pass you by. If one door closes, another one will open. I say that to a lot of people in personal notes, man, because sometimes people just give up. I mean, they give up on the dream. And some people, like myself, you know, you do it for so many years and you're like, it's like beating the dead horse. You're like, you know dude, I got to try something else.
Yeah.
I got to find out what I can give back. Yeah, I've done my music. I've done that, you know. Yeah. But how am I going to give back when I'm gone?
Yeah.
You know, how can I give back? So that's what I do. This platform that we're doing, Chew New Podcast, I mean, it's for the Valley artists that are down here, you know, everybody that wants to get known. And on top of that, it's also for, I do it for my son, you know, later on in life. You know, we don't know when our day is.
Yeah.
We don't know the one person in the world that's the least judgmental in the world, and you would not even think about it, is the Grim Reaper himself. You know, he'll come when he's ready to come get you. He's ready to come get you. That's it. It's done.
Yeah.
It's done. But doing this, talking to people like you, you know, it leaves that as a soundbite for my boy. For sure. Look at my dad. Look what he's doing.
Yeah, you got to continue the legacy.
I want to continue doing that. Or maybe I want to do something like that, but a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I try to do, you know.
Hey, that's
good,
man. That's
so
good.
It's something that I want to leave behind for him. And not only that, maybe somebody that's watching and says, man, I want to do what he's doing.
I
want to do it better. Hey, man, go for it.
Yeah,
go for it. I welcome
it. And that's how a lot of people do it, bro. That's how a lot of people like end up doing their own thing eventually later on, you know. Mm-hmm. You leave that legacy behind and they continue it.
Exactly.
So that's a really good thing, you know. It's like I tell my mom, you know, I had a lot of people tell me, like, you know, you're not going to be this, you're not going to be that. And I still do what I do, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, comments and stuff like that, they're not really going to change me. I'm going to continue being me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how it is. You got to be real.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot right here. We still got 54 minutes. I'll put you on the spot here.
Okay.
And mom, be prepared. Right. I got tissues over here somewhere. There's somewhere around here. I look for that. Through the years growing up, yeah. Your mom, you know, by your mom's side and good, all that good stuff. Is there anything you'd like to say to her as far as like a thank you or anything that you really wanted that's been stuck inside? So everybody on Facebook can hear this. That everybody's watching, you know, this is something, I guess you could say a cipher for a mom that you want to tell her, you know, something you always want to tell, but you don't know how, but now's your chance to do it. Go ahead.
Would I have to wrap it or talk?
You don't have to talk. I prefer you talk it because people probably get lost. But
Mom, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are the reason why I'm following my dreams right now. You always tell me never give up on what I'm doing and stuff like that. So I thank you so much for that. And I appreciate you for everything you've done in my life.
Aww. I think I'm crying. Don't cry, ma'am. It's okay. I got some liquor there. Te la tomamos. No te preocupes. Prende los pinches cubos. Los corridos, hombre. No, man. I think you got a Whataburger on the way home, bro.
It's crazy because, like, on the way here, I called my mom. I was like, hey, mom, like, I'm going to pick you up, you know, so that way you can see what I do. Because my mom hasn't seen what I've been doing lately
in
the rap thing. Mm-hmm. And I had to bring her along, you know.
That's good. Good. That's very good. That's good to bring her along so you can see how the whole network thing and social media works.
So
mom knows what's going on. I don't think she's behind. She knows.
I mean, she keeps posted on Facebook and stuff like that.
She's keeping an eye on you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
She's keeping an eye on you. Let me introduce you to a little app. No, but no, man. Like I said, man, throw all your social media, man, so everybody can follow you.
Yeah,
brother.
On Facebook, I go by Brandon Lopez. On Instagram, I go by _young_water. On Snapchat, I'm Young Water. On TikTok, I'm Young Water as well. So, yeah, you could find me there.
There you go, man. There you go. Like I said, once again, thank you for coming out, man.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, just... Casey Kingston, keep shooting for the stars, reaching for the stars. I'm sorry, not shooting. Yeah. Something about you know what? I'm not even going to that. But no, other than that, guys, I mean,
can I say one more thing?
Go for it, bro. Go for it. Let it drop it. Drop it.
All right, y'all. So, like I said, if y'all have anything that you're striving for to do, it's acting, anything like in the cooking or cutting hair or anything like that, just keep on following your dreams, bro. Don't let anybody tell you can't, because you actually can. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to push forward and keep on going.
Yep. That's well said. Yeah, I've always said that about the Luca. We're Mexican. Not Mexican. All right. Keep that in your back pocket wherever you go. We're Mexican because we can make things happen. Now, Brandon, thank you very much for coming to the podcast, man. We appreciate you, man. Continue what you're doing. And we would love to have you back and see where your journey has taken you next.
Okay.
So I mean, mom's going to come back with a bunch of bling, bing, bing, Corvette afuera, chip mansion. He goes, guess what happened, who? We won the lottery now. But no, man, I appreciate you coming on with us, bro.
Appreciate you, too. Big blessings to you and your podcast and everything y'all been doing, too.
Thank you very much. And big shout out to Rio Grande City.
Yes, sir.
We got people
shout
watching.
Everybody,
in the middle of the heart of the valley, bro.
Yes,
we
sir.
Keep pumping with pumping blood out there. Don't worry, it's gonna get there, bro. It's gonna get there. Yes, thank sir. You again, yes, Brad. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, man, appreciate you
guys. That is the podcast for tonight. Appreciate every single one of you that tuned in. Don't forget, if you get a chance, go to our YouTube page. We have already have a Tony Daniels episode up and running, and if you get a chance, jump on over to the 9.56 AD Boys. I had an interview with those guys this past Thursday, man. It was great. It was fun, bro.
Yeah. Big shout out to all my team out there. Big shout out to Valley Baby. Big shout out to Trending Topic. Shout out to Carlos. Shout out to Roy. Shout out to Nestor, 3G Entertainment as well. Shout out to Pipe Gang. Shout out to everybody else out there, all the rappers coming up.
And big shout out to Valley Baby. You know, yeah, motherfucker, motherfucking, and we're gonna get this motherfucking rolling. Ching out. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, these motherfuckers. Oh, Jesus Christ, bro. I love that guy, dude.
Yes, sir.
That, you go to one of our if you go to our past episodes, you see them on there, man. I 76 MFers to the whole episode. I counted them to the point. And to my son goes, Dad, why is he upset? No, that's just the way he
that's
talks.
Just the way he talks.
That's the way he talks. Guys, thank you. Episode 193 right here, man. Big shout out to Brendan Lopez, man. Thank you for coming to the podcast. Peace we appreciate
y'all.
It.
Thank you all for having me.
We will see you this Thursday again. Got some actor and a writer coming in. I'm not going to drop their names. You're going to stick around, watch our Facebook page, and I will drop the details because it's going to be going to jail a slobber knocker this Thursday, man. And I hope you guys tune in and support the podcast. Guys, you get a chance, you know, every time you come on here, we have the little stars right there in the bottom left-hand and right-hand corner. Click on one of those, man. Support the podcast. Drop them stars there, man. Helps us out on the long run. But like always, guys, we will see you Thursday. Two for this week. See you Thursday. And like I always say, Ladies get us! Ya pa' que sean, be a friend.